This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just
checking in
on those delicious vibes. 585-252-9800.
Not the delicious vibes.
The scrumptious vibes are in. It's Wednesday. Thank you guys for tuning in. 40 for the high today. Where's our friends at?
They are here, they are ramped, and they are ready to chat.
They're strapped. They're ready to go.
They're ready. Good morning and happy Wednesday from Nico and
Steven. Hey!
Vibes are always up on a Wednesday for payday. These potholes are absolutely insane.
I forgot it was payday for them.
Mm-hmm. Again, just constantly cashing checks. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. Love you so much. Yeah, those potholes are indeed insane.
Careful. We got to get Donnie Salami on the line, fill him
so
up with gravel.
Nutty. I can't believe it.
They're going to spend their entire paycheck on just fixing their vehicle.
Their alignment. No, literally. No, my car's seen one too many potholes. I fear the next one it sees, it will be the end of it.
I have been meaning to ask you, did you replace your hubcaps?
No.
You still look like white trash?
Yeah, I have them. I literally have them. I just need someone to do it for me. You know me. I'm no mechanic.
Just take the bolts off.
I don't know.
I'm just a girl.
I don't know how to do that. So.
Do you know how to change a tire?
Gun to head, I probably could, but.
You just choose not to.
The issue that I run into often is the actual jack itself. Not the jack, but like the tire iron to actually get it off. It's always way too stuck on there for me to unscrew those little bolts and nuts.
You got to stand on the iron.
I know, but it's kind of hard to do when you're a little frazzled on the side of I-90.
This is a great video. We got to shoot this. Breezy
what?
Changing hubcaps. We got to shoot
this. I don't want to do it wrong and then have them fly off.
Well, I'll be there.
And then what? I just spent $70 on nothing?
It's not hard to do. I'll walk you through it. I've changed many a hubcaps in my day.
Fine. We'll do it. But I want to wait for a nice day out. I'm not changing it in the freezing cold rain. I'm so good on that.
Okay. All right. Who else is here?
Who else? Hannah's here. Hannah says,
Hannah Banana.
Good morning. I wonder if this is our old intern, Hannah. Do you think she ever listened to the show ever again after
no.
she stopped? No. She was
no.
like, I'm done. Hannah said, I started watching Severance and it's so good. You guys have to watch it.
I watched it last night. I'm on episode 4 of the first season.
I just feel like when people tell me I have to watch something, I want to do is not want to watch. I don't want to watch it. Everyone's like, you have to watch it. Like, you know, do I have to? Or like...
They're just giving a suggestion.
I know, but it's not a suggestion when you frame it as you have to or else your life will not be fulfilled. So...
Is your life fulfilled?
I don't know. I haven't brought severance into it, so...
Well, it's a slow start. I'll tell you that much.
Is it people in, like, suits and... Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I'm so good on that.
Oh, my God. What does that have to do with anything?
It's just too serious for me.
Is it people in suits?
I want to see people in bikinis and pools. And...
Okay. Right. Okay, well, then go watch your reality TV.
I will. Summer House is on tonight. Mine for today is this. I just am feeling really good. I went skiing yesterday, had a lot of fun.
Was it a night ski?
No, I went at like 2.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, I tend to leave right at 4 o'clock when the ski club starts to get in from schools.
All those buses?
Yeah, I'm good on that.
I got to get to the lodge.
I'm super good on that.
Before spring hits.
Absolutely love Bristol, though, which is pretty obvious. And then I'm looking forward to a nap today. That's what I'm... I haven't napped in years, probably since I moved to Fairport, right? So I really want to do that today. Really want to put that on the to-do list.
You guys are going to hibernate. You better do it now because there is 21 days until spring hits.
Oh, my God, yes.
3 weeks. In counting. Vibes are up today.
And only a week and a half until our clocks get set forward.
I know. I'm going to Florida in a couple weeks here.
Send
when
it.
Is it? I leave in 2 weeks. All right. Yeah. I'm feeling pretty good this morning. I hope you guys are too. It's going to be a fun show. We got Campy Breezy coming up at 8:10. Oh, by the way, happy birthday to my dad.
It's your birthday.
Go, Dad.
Go, Daddy.
I was going to say Daddy, but well, happy birthday, Pa.
You call everybody else Daddy, but you won't call your own dad Daddy?
No,
disrespectful.
That's creepy.
No, it's not.
Daddy, chill.
Oh, my God. He's like, I actually hope you didn't wish me happy birthday so we didn't run into this.
All right, guys, 40 for the high today. Big story of the day is coming up next. We got to talk about the scrutiny against one nursing home in town with allegations of neglect and understaffing. And I brought it up earlier. I don't know how many of you listening have a loved one who's in one of these homes, but tough scene. It really is.
So tough.
When you have a loved one and you go into one of these places and you can see with your own eyes the neglect that's going on. Even me last year when going to visit my grandmother, it's disheartening.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what's going on and what people plan on doing about it with this coming up next on PXY.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
Don't meet me at Waterview Heights. I'll tell you that much right now. It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, a nursing home in Charlotte, is under scrutiny against allegations of neglect and understaffing. I mean, the understaffing is no surprise. Maybe the neglect isn't either at this point when it comes to nursing homes, but this is not the first time they've been accused of neglect at this home.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy Worth is a registered nurse with 30 years of experience, and then she recently spoke about her time as a nurse manager at Waterview Heights, and she goes, she says, I know how a nursing home is supposed to be run. She described the facility as severely understaffed, recounting a day when only 3 nurses were available for over 250 residents. 3 nurses.
Interesting.
She reported that due to the lack of staff, residents went without medication and tube feedings all day. Just no medication. My residents didn't get their meds yesterday or today, she said. It was just after midnight on Saturday, February 15th, and she was at work for over 16 hours. And she admitted, at that point, she had a few choice words with her manager, and he fired her. Now they're really having staffing issues. In November of 2022, there was a resident there, was rushed to the hospital by an ambulance. Her family found her struggling to breathe.
Oh my God.
Nobody was doing anything about it. There was only one certified nursing assistant caring for 40 residents.
What?
Her daughter, Kathy, recounted the nurse saying, I can't give her meds. I'm only a CNA. And I go, so you mean to tell me that she has not had any meds this morning? He goes, no, I've been here since 6:30 this morning, and not a single person has gotten their meds. So the most recent inspection report from September of last year cited numerous cases of poor care, including residents lying in bed in feces with no clothes on.
Oh, my God.
It says another resident was in a wheelchair with stool on the floor along with the bed sheets. In another case, an inspector found a resident just lying in a soaked diaper. The Department of Health fined this facility $10,000 last year for poor quality of care. This is Waterview Heights in Charlotte. Before you placed a loved one in a nursing home, you got to check the facility's inspection reports. If you have a complaint about a nursing home, they say you can file a complaint with the New York State Department of Health. I have flashbacks going in to see my grandma last year when she was at one of the nursing homes. Much better staff than this place. However, I can even sense some neglect that was going on in there. And you walk in there, and to see someone you love so dearly be in a situation like that, I can't tell you how many times I walked in there. I was like, God, please take her.
Wow. That's insane.
And I had a close friend of mine years back where her father was at this nursing home at Waterview Heights. And we're talking 2014, and she had so many stories of neglect, even going back then, 11 years ago. So if you do place a loved one in a nursing home, check the facility's inspection reports. Coming up on the show, yesterday I got caught red-handed, and because of it, I don't know, I could be banned from ever coming back to this one spot.
Oh my God.
And I need to know how many of you have ever been guilty of doing this at your doctor's office.
Keep it in your pants. Take your dad's advice.
I'll tell you what it is coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome to the show. Good morning, you guys. Normal or nope? I know that
I'm going to go no.
I know that you guys are like me. When you go into a doctor's office and you're waiting alone in the office, you go through all the cabinets and drawers, right? You do it.
Don't lump me in with you. I do not do that. What cabinets? What drawers?
Oh, everything in the waiting. When you're waiting. If you do this, can you just let us know quick? I'm trying to take a quick census this morning. 585-252-9800.
I don't even. Oh, wait. You mean like on the table?
Yeah, I was waiting on the table.
No.
What? You can't tell me you're not curious what's in those cabinets or drawers.
It's like gauze and alcohol pads and like
there's got to be more
sticks.
I couldn't help myself yesterday, and I felt like I was sitting there forever waiting for the doctor. And I'm like, what's in these drawers? What's in these cabinets? And I'm trying to be strategic because there's no way I can just sit there for as long as I've been sitting there, not knowing what they possibly have stored in these cabinets or in these drawers.
You need help.
So I get off the table and I start going through the cabinet.
With a skirt on.
I was in normal clothes. I was there for a physical. And, you know, it's
you didn't need to put your dress on?
No, never.
Interesting.
And, you know, I guess it's the usual stuff. Latex gloves, Q-tips, a long rubber thing. And then I get down. And I wasn't on my knees, but I crouched down and I start going through the cabinets. And then there's a knock on the door and I couldn't get up off the floor fast enough. And the doctor walked in and caught me red-handed looking through her things.
Oh, my God.
And she responded. She said, you see anything in there you're interested in? I said, no, I'm sorry. She goes, okay, we're not going to go through our things, okay, and personal items. And now she's talking to me very condescendingly.
Yeah, because you're a child.
Like I'm 10.
Yeah, well, you're acting like you're 10, so.
All right, and I'm like, you know, she goes, what brings you in today? Not feeling well? I'm like, no, you told me to come in for a physical. What are you talking about? That's why I'm here. And I think all doctors are aware that patients absolutely go through those cabinets or drawers while they're waiting.
I don't think that that's a thing. I've never once my entire life gone through that or had the urge to go through that.
Maybe I'm the only one that's ever been caught. But they know we can't help ourselves.
You know what the funniest thing about you is? I think it was yesterday. You're like, you know, I mind my business. I'm like, you don't. You literally are the opposite of minding your business. You know, I like to keep to myself and mind my business. No.
There are certain things in life where I try my best to keep my head down. Okay?
Not when you think people aren't looking.
Well, I'm alone in this office. Yeah, you can't tell me you're not curious.
Like, we're not going to do that. That's not what we're going to do. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Has any nurses ever caught somebody going through, snooping around the office?
You need help.
Who does this?
Our text lines are dry. Absolute crickets.
Megan says, hard no moose.
I'm appalled. Alexa, I'm absolutely appalled.
Who else is here? Alexa says, OMG, yes. Yes, we have one on the board. I get curious. The waiting room was filthy when I was there, and it stank in there. And I've seen the people who work there take shortcuts, and I was wondering what was hiding. So I started going through the cabinets. I just don't trust anyone. Did you find anything, Alexa?
Yes. Moose, what are we doing here? What goes through your brain? Your brain needs to be studied by science.
You're in a room alone for 15 minutes, and in that room,
it's not an escape room.
There's cats.
I mean, you're just go sit on your phone and scroll on TikTok like a normal person in your dress.
I can't because then I'm going to get anxiety while I wait.
What are you anxious about?
The doctor could come in.
Also, so much effort to get up, crouch down, scurry around. No, thank you. This person says, I've never actually gone through the drawers, but I thought about it. It might be just a little ADHD. This person says, my mom's a nurse and said that people steal her stuff all the time.
I didn't take anything.
I work in a nursing home, and one of the wives of our resident snoops everywhere under random cabinets. It's very weird.
I just want to know what's in there. Listen, you're the same person that came on the air not even too long ago and said you go through everybody's medicine cabinet.
Oh, I didn't say I go through everybody's. I said it is a huge, it's one of the biggest violations I feel like you can do. Violations of one's privacy if you open their medicine cabinet and look and see what's in there.
Yeah, I do that. Maybe we're talking about me.
He goes, you know what? I just try to keep my head down and mind my business. I'm like, you're a liar. So there's that. This person says,
certain things.
I work in a doctor's office and we all know.
Oh, you guys do know? Okay, I just want to make sure. I'm not trying to be disrespectful here. I just, you know, I'm curious.
What else do you do? Log into my chart? Look at everyone's charts and HIPAA?
No, I'm not interested in any of that. I just want to see what's in the drawer. That's all.
Did you find what you were looking for?
No. Well, like I said, there was a long rubber thing. I don't know what it's used for. Probably colonoscopies. And then there was just the usual latex gloves, KY jelly, Q-tips, cotton balls, what have you. Oh, we have a nurse weighing in. Oh, I love it. What's up, guys? Good morning. As a nurse, I've seen patients going through these cabinets. It's always funny because there is nothing that interesting we keep in there. Popsicle sticks and COVID tests. If you're fascinated by that, have at it. Thank you.
And this person says, a doctor's appointment cost me around $250 more than likely. So yeah, I'm going to check out those cabinets if I damn well please.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
He's like, I got to get my money's worth. You know what I mean?
Got to take those sticks. Kim says, I could care less what's in those drawers. I'd much rather sit there and have anxiety. And I'm not proud saying this, but I've always been that type of guy. Like, a couple of years back, I started dating a girl, and she's like, hey, you know, you can stay. I'm going to work, but feel free to hang out.
Biggest mistake and regret of her life.
No problem. I went through a couple drawers. I'm not going to lie. I was very curious what was in the nightstand and what was in a couple drawers. Did I feel guilty doing it? Hell yeah, I did. I know I shouldn't have done it, but something inside of me was just like, just check.
Did that stop me from doing it the next time? Absolutely not. You're a freak. No, you need help. And the thing about it is like you can't judge somebody based on what you do find. because you're not supposed to be in there anyways.
Correct.
So
you can't say anything.
If anything, you're just torturing yourself because now you have to live with this, not only guilt, but all this information that you can't be forthcoming with anybody because you weren't supposed to be there in the first place.
Yeah. The only thing I had
questions. Not you loving self-sabotage and self-torture.
I just wanted. The only thing I had questions about is the medication that was in her.
Medicine cabinet?
Yeah. And I never brought it up. But like, remember the first time I spent the night at
Peppa?
Your house? The night I was at your house, you weren't there. And I slept in your bed.
Yes.
Yeah, I went through a couple drawers. Okay.
And that's the last time you'll be invited over. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
98PXY.
Would you allow your teenager to have a sleepover with their romantic partner? And yes,
oh God.
Talking about sharing a bed. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. This was never allowed in my house growing up. Simply never allowed. Plus,
right.
My father was extremely strict. But how many of you have a teenager at home and would allow this? 585-252-9800. A couple who I'm very close with has been sharing that their 17-year-old daughter has been trying to convince them to allow her boyfriend to spend the night. The mom is like, I don't know. I mean, I guess if you keep the door open, and then the father's like, over my dead body,
right.
Your boyfriend can sleep at the Budget Inn. And there is not a single parent, in my mind, that would actually welcome this without thinking twice about it. How?
No, it's definitely insane.
We were all teenagers. I was 17. My girlfriend and I, we did some pretty unforgivable things when our parents were at work.
Oh.
Ludacris was playing in the background.
Mm-hmm.
When I move, you move.
Just like that. Right, right. Of course, of course. That's interesting, no?
Couldn't get away with something like this.
No, not at all.
But as a parent, does your kids even know better than not to ask you? Or do they bring it up in conversation like my friends, their daughter did?
I feel like...
Can so-and-so spend the night in the same room, sharing the same bed?
Kids are getting ballsier and ballsier by the day. They really are. No fear. What's the worst they can say? No? Would you argue as a parent it's disrespectful to even ask?
Yeah, I would
you
argue.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Because...
You are somebody that I would picture asking your parents.
No. Listen, it was a very circumstantial situation because I was closeted.
Yeah.
So I just didn't mention it.
Oh, that was sneaky of you. Lydia says, good morning, guys. Any parent who allows this is playing with fire. Kids will find a way to do what they want when you're not around. But you best believe I'm going to do my best to make it a lot harder for them. Having your teenage daughter sleep in the same bed with her partner while you're home is beyond inappropriate. Not
yeah.
Chance.
Well, you did this when your parents were away, didn't you?
Yeah, but I wouldn't
hit it in the garage.
I wouldn't think twice.
So
about
you
it.
Know it's wrong, obviously.
Sure.
That's why you weren't doing it in front of your parents.
But asking my parents, hey, can so-and-so spend the night over their dead body? PXY, good morning. Who's this?
Hey there, this is Debbie. How are you guys?
Little Debbie, what's up, Queen?
Little Debbie, talk
well,
to us.
Okay, so I was getting ready for work and I just heard the tail end of your conversation. And, you know, I just had to call in because I'm one of the moms who gives my daughter permission to do this. She's 16 and her boyfriend is 17 and they've been dating for about a year or so.
Really? So you have no problem? Oh, does she go there? He goes to your house.
Well, usually he comes to my house, you know, but I have to say my daughter is not your average 16-year-old. She's smart. She's got a great head on her shoulders. So when she asks me if her boyfriend can come spend the night and promises me that nothing inappropriate is going on, I believe her. I you know, I don't have any reason not to.
Well,
you know?
Well, you were 16 too, little Debbie. I mean, you know what goes
yeah.
on. You can,
oh, no.
So,
I didn't do any of that stuff.
Come on.
What?
What do you mean?
Yeah. I didn't have sex when I was a teenager. There's no way I was going to do that. And she's just like me.
Okay. I don't know if that's a biological thing, but...
But how do you know for sure?
Well, I mean, I trust her implicitly, you know? I mean, I'd rather have her sleeping at our house where I know she's safe than at her boyfriend's house, you know? Because... he's a nice kid and everything, but his parents are, you know, God, how do I say this politely? I know there's no really way to say it, but he's kind of white trash, you know?
Oh, God. Okay. She's like, so, with that being said, I installed cameras in her bedroom. No, I just...
Yeah, well...
Listen.
I just would rather them be here.
Get that, but also, I think it's a bold statement for you to be like, not my daughter. Like, I do feel like when people say, not my kid, not my son, not my daughter, it's living blissfully ignorant.
How long... Well, I kind of agree with Breezy. She's 16. How old is her boyfriend?
17. And
they share a bed in her bedroom at night with the door open or closed?
Well, I have a rule that the door is supposed to be open. There was one time where it was locked, and I did knock on the door, and they had to open it, and she said it was just an accident, because she's used to closing and locking her door, you know, as a habit, and she just was, you know, usually locking her front door on the way to school in the morning, so... I just said, in the future, no doors locked. I totally trust her, you guys. I mean, she's a good kid, and they are not into sex. It's just ridiculous that that would even be an issue.
How is that ridiculous?
I don't think
they're
it's
teenagers.
That ridiculous.
They're sharing a bed at night, and you found them with the door locked at one point. It's not ridiculous.
Not at all.
Debbie.
Well, I trust my daughter.
I don't.
Say what you want. I totally trust my daughter. It's perfectly normal, and it's not an issue because she's a good kid and he's a nice kid. It's all good.
All right. Well, I mean, listen, I just caught up with Teen Mom, the next chapter, and all those kids that they had at 16 are now turning 16. So I just don't want that to be a reality. Have you talked to her about sex?
Yeah, you know, there's no need to have that conversation, you know, considering they're not even doing it. I mean, why even give any thought to that or put any hot thoughts in their heads? You know, the problem I have is that so many parents are just caught up in, like, the whole sex thing. And you know what? Some of our kids are good kids, and they're perfectly happy having platonic relationships like we did when we were kids.
Sure.
You know?
I think that's fair, Debbie, in all fairness. I just think it's a little delusional.
I do, too.
To have that thought.
I do as well.
Especially today's day and age, where kids are starting to do it at 13, 14 years of age.
Correct.
And you can't tell me that you found your daughter in her bedroom with her boyfriend with the door locked and absolutely nothing was going on. She locked the door out of habit because she's used to locking the front door going to school?
Makes no sense.
I mean, I'm just, you know, playing devil's advocate here.
Oh, no. If she was having sex, she would tell me. Believe me.
Yeah, you'd be first in line to hear the news. I just don't believe you. I don't believe her. Not to call BS, but you need to put yourself back into a time when you were 16 and maybe you weren't banging it out, but you were hiding things from your parents. No?
No, not really.
Okay.
I was a really good kid.
All right.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Again, that's not genetic, so... But...
Oh, can I ask you, Debbie, personal question?
Sure.
Is your husband in the picture?
No, we've been divorced about 10 years.
Got it. Would she have a relationship with her dad? Would he have a problem
with
this?
No, they don't really see much of each other, but he wouldn't mind. He's a really easygoing guy.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Well, listen, hey, maybe she is really a good kid. I'm just curious to see how many people agree with Debbie here or how many eyebrows were raised at this conversation. Are the red flags going off? 585-252-9800. But thanks for listening to the show and calling in, Debbie.
You bet. You guys have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay. Look.
I got to get to some text here.
Hold on. I just, trust me when I say Breezy and I, we're not that naive. Forbidding sleepovers we get doesn't prevent teens from having sex. I get that. But it just seems highly inappropriate. I mean, we're in the wrong here. We're not even parents, and it just seems off.
Yeah. Let's get into some of these texts of actual parents who have experienced similar things. We were letting our son's girlfriend spend the night, but in separate rooms. We actually caught them just last night doing something in the middle of the night. They're 14 and 16?
Oh, no.
This person said, I was a straight A kid and athlete, literally perfect, down to a T, and I was still banging my boyfriend at 17. Love that for you.
Come on, we all know what happens here, you know?
Sleeping over is not a platonic relationship. This mom is absolutely wild. This person said, honestly, I would rather my kids sneak around in the safety of their own bed than try and sneak around in the back of a car. It's normal. Just make sure she's ready and knows that she can say no if she wants to.
I'm just calling it like I see it. I mean, you have a 16 and 17-year-old sleeping in bed together. Come on. You can't possibly convince me that someone's not, you know, slipping a finger here. This mom is delusional. God. Not my Annabelle. Oh, no. Michelle says, okay, no, I'm a parent and I understand what goes on. And I may not actively stop my kids from having sex, but I'm sure not going to encourage it like this mom is doing. And then I'll go over to Jenna that says, hi, Moose and Breezy. First off, thank you for having this conversation, because I'm listening in the car with my 16-year-old daughter right now, who recently worked up the courage to ask if her boyfriend can spend the night. And the answer was hell no. So thank you for also finding this mom to be delusional.
Yeah. And this last one. Okay, maybe if you have the most level-headed, well-behaved 16-year-old girl that you can trust not to have sex, that's all fine and well. However, put a 17-year-old white trash horny teenager in the bed next to her? Yeah, no chance.
Right.
Absolutely. You can trust your kid all you want, but if you're sitting here and you don't really know the boyfriend and you don't say that he comes from a family that you're fond of,
and then you throw music into the mix? Drake? Oh. Or Kenny G?
And then you got to think back. Why, Debbie? Why did your daughter get you noise-canceling headphones for Christmas? You know what I mean?
That's so true. We're going to take a quick break. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Obviously, we've been following this case for over 10 years now when it comes to Brittany Drexel and everything that has happened. We're still getting updates on that. A jury awarded $700 million in total damages against murderer Raymond Moody in the Drexel civil case. So the jury returned for a multi-million dollar damage verdict yesterday, Tuesday afternoon, against Raymond Moody, the confessed killer of Brittany Drexel. Moody, who appeared in court for 2 days in a wheelchair looking visibly diminished,
of course,
was handed a verdict of $200 million in damages to pay to Drexel's mother, Dawn Coonley. And then the punitive damages handed down in a separate verdict of $500 million. My biggest question for anybody listening to this, obviously this man does not have $700 million.
He doesn't have a quarter to his name.
So who pays this?
I don't think she gets the money, to be quite honest. Where's that money going to come from? If it's supposed to come from him and he doesn't have a pot to piss in, where's the money from the damages coming from?
That's what I'm saying, right? So obviously sentenced to life in prison for the kidnapping, rape and murder of Brittany Drexel back in 2009. Obviously, she was 17 and from Chilai right here. And this has been going on and trying to get answers and justice for her for over
years.
Yeah, over 15 years. So he will return to prison for his remaining years. Obviously, he's been in prison, but he came out for this jury. So I guess my biggest question for that is $700 million in damages needs to be coughed up.
I don't think the Drexel family is ever going to see any of that money.
Interesting.
You know, it's I always love this tactic when the defense team tries to make their client look ill and have people have sympathy for them. Like they did the same thing with Harvey Weinstein.
Right.
Let's put him in a wheelchair.
Right.
Make him. Let's pull at the heartstrings a little. See who feels bad for him. Nobody.
Right.
Let the guy rot. Coming up on the show.
Coming up on the show.
The craziest way to get your things back from an ex.
I was scrolling on the TikTok, right? And I was like looking at videos and this popped up on my feed. This girl was talking about how her ex sent back her stuff in an Uber. Now, the ex wasn't in the Uber. She just put the stuff in the Uber, sent it her way.
Boy, do I have a story for you.
I can't wait to hear the craziest way you've received your belongings from an ex and how that all went down. We're talking about an ex on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, the craziest way you got your things back from an ex. 585-252-9800. How did you do it? Sometimes it's the hardest thing to do is ask for that stuff back.
Right.
But vice versa, it's hard to give it back.
Yeah. And like, I always feel like there's a sense of holding on to the things and the stuff gives a sense of like, well, we still have to talk, or we still have to see each other, or we still have to meet up that one last time. You almost use it as like a tactic to be like, well, I have your key, or I have this, or like whatever.
Yeah, me, I can't wait to give it back.
So you can come over whenever you want, or I can come over, or like, and then that leads to another 3-hour conversation, and it's a tale as old as time, right?
It's tough.
There's some people who won't deal with it at all, and they'll just be like, no, it's on the porch. Like, no, I'm not letting my stuff be the gateway to us having another 3-hour conversation when we've already had 4.
Listen, I have your things. They're at the end of the driveway.
Yeah.
Swing by, come and grab them.
100%.
Let me know when you pick it up.
So I'm on TikTok the other day, and I saw this girl. She was in her first ever lesbian relationship, and if you have ever experienced something like that, like your first breakup with a girl is like literally the hardest thing you'll ever go through, because it's like, that's my best friend, right? So she ends up taking to TikTok, and she's like, unpack the box that my ex just sent back via Uber to me. The ex put her stuff in an Uber and sent it to her home. And I was just like, wait, what?
That's what my ex did to me.
That is absolutely wild.
This is 2 months before I moved home. And I get a text from her, and she says, hey, I have some of your things that are still at my place. I said, oh, okay, no problem. I'll come and grab them. She goes, no, it's fine. I just put them in an Uber. They're on their way to you. I'm like, oh, what? Uber does that?
I didn't even know that Uber did that.
So I had her key, and she thought I was going to do the same with her key. I didn't get around to it. And don't get me wrong, I know this was stupid on my part. I wasn't thinking. I had the best intentions here of getting her keys back as soon as possible. So I put them in an envelope and I mailed them to her.
That's really dumb.
I know, I wasn't thinking. I know that, trust me, it pissed her off like you wouldn't believe, because I made her watch all those true crime docs.
Not the UPS guy coming and letting himself right in.
Right. Well, the envelope didn't get to her. I paid for overnight. It took almost a week, Breezy. And for a week, oh my God, she gave me an earful. And I'm like, I know, I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking. I apologize. I don't know why. First of all, I wasn't going to put it in an Uber. Wasn't going to do that.
Right.
And then I wasn't going to take it to her because, like you said, I didn't want to have another 3-hour conversation.
Right.
And I was already at the post office. So in my head, I'm like, oh, why don't I just mail this out? Bad idea. I shouldn't have done that.
Right.
It finally got to her safely. But
she was pissed.
She was pissed. Yeah.
She was pissed, to say the least.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Are you
a first-time caller of the show?
I am, yep.
Hey!
Welcome. If you want to cry, come to PXY. What's up?
So, in order to get my ex's, to get my stuff back from my ex,
yeah,
he had my hoodie, and I saw he'd had a picture on Instagram with another girl wearing my hoodie. So,
I can't say that hasn't happened to me before.
I got an invite through one of his other friends to a party at his house.
Yeah.
Told him we could get back together. Asked if I could. I was really cold and asked to wear my hoodie and then just left.
Wait, that's amazing. Not the manipulation tactic.
Very strategic, Kim.
He'd been asking to get back together for a while, so I got back together just long enough to get my hoodie.
Why did you guys break up?
He was really stupid. That sounds really bad, but, like, he was, like, he would correct me on things and be really wrong.
Oh, so he was just, his level of intelligence was in the trash.
Yeah, and he like really wanted me to. He wanted to be a pro skater, and he was like 28. Like, like I'm trying to actually make money one day.
Trying to pay the bills.
Skater, like road skater or ice skater?
Upbreezy.
No, like
pro, like
skateboarding.
You skateboarding, right? Yeah, I'm Tony Hawk. He's my idol.
Not me thinking about Michelle Kwan. Oh my God.
Oh, so it didn't work out.
Oh,
I'm so
dear.
Sorry.
No. Well, about the 15th video I got of him falling, I kind of like knew this one wasn't for me.
Yeah, was it going to work
out? Yeah.
Yeah,
no Ryan Sheckler, let's just say that.
You were looking for some stability. Right. Okay.
Well, at least you got the hoodie back.
Yeah, I did.
Also,
I'm proud of that one.
Also, how crazy is it? Like, normally it's the other way around, right? Like, normally the girls have the guys' hoodies, not the guys have the girls' hoodies.
Right, that's
odd. Refused to give it back. He's been wearing it to bed.
You know how many hoodies over the years I've not gotten back?
Yeah.
Some really nice ones.
When I was in high school...
Kim, thanks for the call. Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Kim. Thank when you. I was in high school, my first boyfriend ever... Big Lax, bro, loved it. Had his hoodie.
Yeah.
His mom, like after we broke up, his mom was like, "You better get that hoodie back. That's a really expensive hoodie." So I had to give it back. I was so annoyed.
When I think about it now, it's got to be convenient to just put something in an Uber and send it back to someone. You know?
No, I literally just got a text from my friend. Shout out Erica. She said one time our mutual friend. Put mashed potatoes, she forgot them at her house for Friendsgiving, had her roommate put the mashed potatoes in the Uber and ship them to her house. My friend was already at the house. Can I just, Uber driver.
What do you say to the Uber driver?
Hey
there's like, some mashed potatoes here. Can you get them to my friend in one piece?
Literally, like,
don't eat them.
Uber driver. And you think you're going to pick up somebody and bring them to the next location and they just put a box of... you know, tchotchkes in your car. I'm so good on that.
Let's go over to Angela, who says, "Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Thank you guys for sharing this. I'm going through it actually right now, and it's been really tough asking for my stuff back from my ex because that's basically sealing the deal that it's officially over." Yeah.
And that's why so many people hold out. They won't do it.
Because it hits home.
That because it actually like closes that door fully and locks it up in your case with the key. And then there's no going back.
Yeah. You know when someone's trying to hang on. Like I had somebody reach out to me. What is it? What is it?
This person said, "You want to know how I got my stuff back? I had to repurchase it off Facebook Marketplace. She was selling my things and I had to buy them." That's literally the most petty, insane thing ever.
Who are we talking
about? But I would do it.
You think this is Kim's ex-boyfriend, the skater guy? Probably.
98PXY, she's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy!
We're looking for caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800. Our girl is... on the board with 9 wins, 9 losses. Not too shabby, Breezy.
This I know.
Your chance, you guys, to win some brand new PXY Morning swag. T-shirts, crew necks, thongs, G-strings, that leather mask with the zipper over the mouth.
We never did G-strings.
But the most important thing is our logo is on it. So.
No, fully. The branding is literally front-facing, so.
Let's go to the phones. PXY, we're looking for caller 8. Who's this?
This is Brittany.
Brittany, where are you?
I'm still on the road. I'm going to Bern.
Oh, you're going to Bern.
Oh, my God. I love Bern. Yeah. Oh, Bern do you go to?
Victor.
Oh, I love that for you.
All right. Well, Brittany, you're going head-to-head with Breezy because you're color red. Do you have what it takes? All right. Talk some trash. Talk some trash to Breezy before she leaves the room. Tell her that her parents don't love her.
No.
But they do love her.
They do. Oh, thank you so much. Good luck, Brittany.
You're welcome.
You guys suck. All right. The rules are simple, Brittany. You get 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with Breezy, you automatically get the win. She is out of the room. She's in that soundproof booth. Leave. There she goes. All right, Brittany, let's go to question number one. Give me your best answer. How many ribs does a human skeleton have?
10.
Going with 10. All right, question number two. Brittany, who won the 2025 Grammy Award for Country Album of the Year?
Beyonce.
Going with Beyonce. Question number three. Brittany, what U.S. state was added as the 50th state in 1959?
Hawaii.
Is that your final answer?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Let's move on. You a big fan of St. Paddy's Day?
I am, for sure.
What instrument is commonly associated with Irish music on St. Patrick's Day?
Wait, say that again?
What instrument is usually associated with the Irish music on St. Patrick's Day?
Bagpipes?
Going with bagpipes, final answer. And last question, Brittany. Which chewy chocolate candy has been the movie theater MVP since the golden age of Blockbuster?
Snickers.
You going with Snickers?
I'm going with Snickers. No, wait. Yeah, I'm going to go with Snickers.
Okay, we're going with Snickers. All right, let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. And then we're going to tally these up, Brittany, and see how well you did. As of right now, we are looking at, not too shabby, 3 out of 5.
All righty.
All right, Breezy, you're up.
Let's go.
Question number one, Brittany, sit tight. Not too bad. 3 out of 5 is pretty good. Breeze, how many ribs does a human skeleton have?
42.
42?
Yeah.
All right, we're going with 42. Question number two, Breezy, who won the 2025 Grammy Award for Country Album of the Year?
Beyonce. It's all a game of politics. We all know that.
Question three, in what U.S. state was added as the 50th state in 1959?
Hawaii.
Question number four, St. Paddy's Day is coming up.
Yes.
What instrument is commonly associated with Irish music on St. Patrick's Day?
A bagpipe.
Last question, Breeze. Which chewy chocolate candy has been the movie theater MVP since the golden age of Blockbuster?
Chewy chocolate candy.
You see it at every movie theater.
Do you?
The clock is ticking.
M&M's? I don't know. What?
Is that your final answer?
Cookie dough bites?
Okay, right. Okay, Brittany,
cookie
you there?
Cookie dough bites, final answer.
Brittany, are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay, how do you think Breezy did?
I think we tied.
I think you would be 100% correct. That means you got yourself the win!
Oh, shut up! Woo! Really?
Wait, go through the answers.
All right, let me go to question one. The human skeleton, how many ribs does it have? The answer is 24. Mm. Brittany, you said 10. Breezy said 42.
Okay, sorry, I'm dyslexic.
I don't know.
I would have had it right if it was backwards.
Who won the 2025 Grammy Award? You both said Beyonce. That's correct. Hawaii was the 50th state. Bagpipes is correct. And that chewy chocolate candy that's at every movie theater is Milk Duds. Milk Duds.
So stupid.
Oh, ew.
Hey, Brittany, I'm going to give you a chance for a bonus question here.
All right, let's do it.
What was the name of Michael Jackson's pet monkey?
What? Earl?
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 No, I'm so sorry. His name was Bubbles. But thank you so much for playing. All right, we're gonna hook you up. We're gonna hook you up with some PXY swag. Stay on the
line.
Not
Earl.
Before I let you go, Brittany, I need you to say my name is Brittany from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
I mean, she didn't really beat me, but.
All right, say, my name is Brittany from
Rochester, and I just tied slash win with Breezy.
There you go.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Glass Animals, Waterview Heights, a nursing home in Charlotte is under scrutiny once again due to the allegations of neglect and understaffing. which I don't think is very hard for a lot of us to believe, especially if you've had a loved one in a nursing home like I have. The neglect could be real. Not the first time that they've been accused of neglect at this home, Waterview Heights. Tammy Worth is a registered nurse, 30 years of experience. And she recently spoke about her time as a nurse manager at Waterview Heights. And she goes, I know how nursing homes are supposed to be run. She described the facility as severely understaffed, recounting a day when only three nurses were available for over 250 residents. What do you think goes on?
Oh my God.
She reported that due to the lack of staff, residents went without medication and tube feedings all day long. She goes, my resident didn't get any medications at all. It was just after midnight on Saturday. This was February 15th, and she had been working for 16 hours, she said. And she admitted that at one point, she had a few choice words with her manager, and because of that, she was fired. Now they're really understaffed. Back in November of 2022, resident Carol Lennox was rushed to the hospital by an ambulance because her family found her struggling to breathe.
And
there was one certified nurse, nursing assistant, and he was caring for 40 residents. And her daughter, Kathy, said the nurse had said, I can't give her meds. I'm only a CNA. And and she goes, you mean to tell me that she or none of the residents have gotten their meds this morning? He goes, oh, I've been here since 6:30 a.m. Nobody has gotten their meds. In the most recent inspection report of Waterview Heights, of September last year, cited numerous cases of poor care. This included residents lying in bed in feces with no clothes on.
Oh my God.
Another resident was in a wheelchair with stool on the floor along with the bed sheets. In another case, an inspector found a resident lying in a soaked diaper. The Department of Health fined the facility $10,000 last year for the poor quality of care. I used to walk in all the time to go see my grandma at one of these homes. And I just remember thinking, oh my, like, God, take her, please.
Yeah.
The neglect is real. Nobody wants to see a loved one in one of these facilities.
No.
Especially when you have three people trying to take care of 250 residents alone. All of them have put in a 17-hour shift. It's sad.
It's so sad.
Before you place a loved one in a nursing home, they say you got to do your homework. Check the facility's inspection reports. If you do have a complaint, it will get filed. And that's whether it's about the home or a nurse, you can file a complaint with the New York State Department of Health because they will come and take a look. I mean, this is not the first time Waterview Heights has been fined. I had a friend whose father was in this place back in 2011, and she told me her biggest concern was the neglect that went on in there. And here we are years later still talking about the same issue.
I mean, I thought the neglect of the health and safety issues at Texas Roadhouse was bad. These are actual humans that are being neglected.
Exactly.
Insane.
Coming up on the show, it's an all-new Parental Confidential. We got a message from a dad this time around. We'll call him Alex.
Sure.
Actually, he wants to go by Andy. How do you speak to your kids about divorce? His children are 8 and 6 years old. And he needs to tell them that mom and dad are no longer going to be together. How do you do that? Coming up on the show, we're going to get Bridget Lucchesi, who's a local mental health therapist, to come on and have this conversation with us. It's coming up next on the show. Stay there.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. This message actually came in from a gentleman who wanted us to read his message because he says he's struggling how to tell his 8 and 6 year old that mom and dad are getting a divorce.
That's a really tough scene.
How do you have that conversation with kids? Before I get to the message that he sent us, let's get our friend and local mental health therapist, Bridget Lucchesi, on the phone with us. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Hi, Bridget. Thanks for joining us again.
Hi, thank you so much, Breezy. It's a beautiful day, right?
It really is. We're loving it.
Bridget, I'll read this message real quickly, and then I'll have you comment on it. But the message that Andy wrote us is, good morning, guys. This message is from Moose and Breezy on PXY. I prefer you call me Andy. Have an 8 and 6 year old. Happy kids. They're both really loved. there's no animosity between my wife and I. We, at least in front of the kids. But my wife and I do not get along. Not to give too much detail, but she has stepped out on me in this marriage more than once.
Oh.
So I have an enormous amount of resentment towards her. Right now, it's driving me absolutely insane as a father to tell my kids their parents are no longer going to be in the same house and are divorcing. And I'm struggling with telling them the news. And my wife suggests we just stay together under the same roof until they go to high school. I can't think of a bigger way to screw our kids up than to force them to grow up in a home where two people resent one another. And I want my kids to know what love is between two people, and this just isn't it. Would love any type of honest advice, especially from parents and couples who have gone through this. Thank you guys so much for airing my message. All the best. So, Bridget.
My heart breaks, Bridget.
When is the best time to tell your kids about divorce? Is it safe to assume that an eight and six-year-old are pretty aware of what's going on between mom and dad?
This is a lot, right? So I'm going to try to like backtrack a little bit.
Sure.
When you know, first of all, I want to applaud dad and his wife for not fighting in front of the kids, right? That's huge.
Right.
And not letting the children know that there are problems, because these are adult problems. And
right,
so we know in studies that if I'm complaining about my wife and saying, you know, you're an ass, it's here is I'm bad. I'm an ass. Right.
Yep.
So when you say something bad about the other parent, you know, or maybe it's not that bad, you just say, oh, they're never on top, you know, they never listen to me or whatever it is. What happens in a kid's brain is they take that on. So then they think that's the way they are. So first of all, I applaud this couple for not doing that. That's number one. Number two is just, I think before you tell the kids, I think you both have to get on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think of it as, if you're going to get married and have children, you've got to earn your way out of the marriage. And to me, the way you earn your way out of the marriage is go back and do some homework. And that is, kids pick up energy just like animals do.
Right.
Like, you know how animals have the senses? We do too.
Yeah.
And so even though they're not fighting in front of them and saying those things, the kids can pick up that energy. I mean, resentment is, you know, definitely a relationship killer. And you want to work on that.
What do you tell a parent who feels super resentful towards their partner like this guy Andy does? Because obviously, like you said, the kids are still picking up on that energy, even though they're not fighting in person.
Sure. I think, you know, honestly, I do think in these situations, you need to go in and get someone, you know, like myself,
like a third party,
or a third party, a therapist,
right,
that really understands divorce and how to handle these situations. There's something called collaborative law, which is really an incredible way to go about divorce, because they talk about everybody having a therapist. So,
right,
you know, you have the kids have a therapist to talk about it. The parents do. If you, you know, it can get expensive at times, but not in the long, you know, if you think about when people fight, that costs a lot legally.
Sure.
So sometimes it really isn't expensive. People think it is in the beginning. But I think, you know, we have to work through our resentments, whether we divorce or not, because you are going to be co-parenting. And if you hang on to that and you don't work through it, it is going to come out towards the kids because they're going to pick up on it.
Correct.
So I would recommend, in terms of before you even think about saying to your children that you want to get a divorce, I think you need to work through those things with someone. People come in all the time and don't necessarily do marriage counseling with me, but we work on what's the best avenue and what do we need to do to make this transition for our kids a positive way. And she had talked about, let's just stay together.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a question about that, Bridget,
because I think
that is so common in couples and in marriages. Let's just stay together until the kids are out of high school. Let's just stay together until this. And I think that honestly, correct me if I'm wrong, does more damage to a child as they get older when they realize, oh, you only stayed in this unhappy, unhealthy situation because of me. That puts so much pressure and guilt on me as your child of, like, I was the reason that you had to stay in this.
Yeah, and they, you're right, and they usually know, right? They pick up on it, even if you don't fight for them. They know. They can see that mommy and daddy aren't showing affection to each other. They pick up the energy.
Right.
So here's the deal. We always talk about, what should we say to our kids? People ask me this question all the time. What do I say to them? That's what the, you know, all these questions are, what do we say to the kids? What I say is, what are you doing? Kids follow what we do more than what we say.
Yeah.
So if I'm living a life where I'm not, you know, being my best self, then what am I teaching my kids?
Right.
And I that think you need to live a life like that and not live your best self. So if I stay in a marriage that's super toxic, then what I'm not going to be fully happy and doing the things that, you know, what do our kids want? Like, you guys look at your parents and you say, I just want my parents to be happy.
Yeah.
That's what kids want, right? And so you living your best life and working on you and being a healthy parent and a healthy person in the world is going to be the best thing you can do for your kids.
Correct.
But there are lots of options, right? You know, there's something called nesting where you, and this is after you've worked through those resentments, you've gotten to a really healthy place. If you can do that in this situation, they may be able to because there was possible infidelity. So you could keep the house and rotate in and out where the kids stay in a stable environment. It's called nesting or bird nesting. It's kind of a newer thing. A lot of people can't financially do that because they can have three places.
Right.
You know, you can divorce and live in separate places, kind of the traditional thing where the kids go back and forth to the houses. Or you can live in the home altogether, but that usually doesn't work, especially with infidelity or if you don't have separate places like an in-law quarters or something like that, unless they get along super well.
Yeah.
Right.
The other
that
thing,
doesn't
too,
work.
And I know couples who are doing just this, Bridget. They're staying together for what they think is the kids, but they're sleeping in separate bedrooms. They're not showing any affection towards each other whatsoever. And the kids are old enough to pick up on all that. I have a text coming in from a Megan, and she says, hey guys, question for Bridget. I've been going through a similar situation. The question my youngest, who is 10, keeps asking is what he can do to get mom and dad back together. What's the best response to a question like this?
Oh, I think, thanks for calling in and asking that, because I think it's really important with kids to understand that they have no power in adult relationships.
Right.
So I think it's really important to let them know, first of all, there is nothing that any of the kids can do, and there's nothing that you have done that's caused this, because kids are black and white, so they might think, oh, we were arguing about our toys. That might be why they're getting a divorce.
Right.
No. So you let them know there's absolutely, this has nothing to do with kids. Sometimes people in love become incompatible and can't live together and be together anymore. And that doesn't mean they can't have feelings for each other and us all get along.
Right.
But it's just not good for us to live together. So I think you just have to let him know he doesn't have any power in that way. But what he needs to just be a kid. These are adult problems. And that sometimes that happens. And that we worked really hard on it. We tried to make it work. Letting, you know, so then you're modeling.
Right.
You know, you share with them if you, we went to counseling, we worked on things, we tried to make it work. It's going to be better and we're both going to live happier lives separately. And we're not going to, you don't have anything to do with that. That's not something that you have power on because kids have magical thinking. I think we talked about this in another segment.
Yeah.
And so they'll have this magical thinking they have some sort of power, and you just let them know that they are wonderful, that this is just an adult issue. If they have any questions or any thoughts about it, we can talk about it along the way. But we love you and we're going to make this transition as easy as possible and we'll continue to talk about it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I have Amy here really quickly. I'll get to one more here. But Amy is saying with the struggle that her in her soon-to-be ex, because they are separated, they live in different homes, she's debating on when to bring her new boyfriend around to introduce to her son and daughter, who are 5 and 8, because she doesn't want that to cause friction between her and her ex.
Right.
But she does want to bring this new guy into her kid's life. When's the best time to do that?
She's not going to like my answer. Okay, so let's be blunt. The reason she's not going to like my answer is because you're so excited when you're first in a new relationship. It's like, it's that area of the brain that's you know, when you look at addiction, the area of the brain that lights up is the same as when you're falling in love. So there's this biology of falling in love. So, you know, you want to spend more time with them. You can't wait to see them. So it's hard. So I understand her position. But at the same time with kids, you don't want to bring every Tom, Dick, and Harry around.
Right.
You want to have some time because the majority of relationships, I mean, what? The divorce rate's over 50%. They fail. So you have to really think about how is this going to impact them. So give it some time. Like people come to me in 3 months and say, I want to get married. And I'm like, okay, well, your brain's activated for, you know, in that area where it's addiction. Wait till you see what the person's really like over the course of time. So right. She would really want to spend a lot of time with him, you know, a good 4 to 6 months to see if, you know, really get to know the person. You're really not going to know the person until 2 years.
Correct.
That's just the
sure.
truth of it.
I mean,
right?
Going back to what you said, love is an addiction, and I think so many of us get hurt over and over again, but we always keep coming back for more.
Right. I want to thank you so much,
yeah.
Bridget, for the time,
yeah.
because honestly, mm-hmm. it's very insightful. Moose and I can sit here and, you know, give our opinions all day, but at the end of the day, we aren't experts. We aren't parenting experts. We never claim to be. I mean, maybe if tongue-in-cheek every now and again. But thank you so much,
yeah.
truly.
Bridget,
oh, you're welcome.
Please tell people where they can find you if they're looking for some one-on-one help. Plug your website, your phone number, what have you.
Yeah, my phone number is 585-905-1685. That's probably the easiest way, rather than me spelling out my name. It's Bridget Lucchesi. 585-905-1685. And then I can give them my website when they give me a call. I'm happy okay. to do
Perfect.
That.
Perfect.
Local mental health therapist. Thank you for coming on another Parental Confidential. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have
All right,
a good day.
You too. We'll talk soon. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
That's us. Welcome to the show, you guys. 41 for the high today. The sun is shining, and it feels like spring. We'll take it. All right, we got to get a recap on Frugal February, because this is something that Breezy's been doing every year. She convinced all of us to play along. And what it is, for those of you who have not participated in this, you withdraw $400 in cash, and that's all the money you have for this month to spend on things that You choose.
Like recreational.
Right.
Going out to dinner, going bowling.
This is aside from the bills you pay
right.
and your rent and all of that stuff. This is just $400 in cash. You know how much you're spending. And I got to do a check-in. It is already the 26th. So where are we?
So I need to talk to you guys.
You failed miserably, didn't you?
When I give myself restrictions on things, all I want to do is do that thing 10 times over. I don't know if it's like a me thing or this is an everybody thing, but my brain can't compute restrictions and limits. Maybe that's because I never heard the word no as a child.
That's,
I don't really know.
I would agree with that. Yeah, you grew up with a lot of privilege. Let me ask you something. Would you say you have an addictive personality?
Yes.
You do?
Very much so.
But how did you do when it came to Dry January?
I failed. You know that. I failed.
I don't remember you telling me that you failed.
Well, the cat's out of the bag. I failed.
Oh, so you failed Dry January and then Frugal February. You gave yourself $400. Where are you at? Because I know you wrote this down.
Yeah. So I didn't even take the cash out.
What a lazy ass effort on your part.
I'm telling you. When somebody tells me to do something, even if it's myself, I don't want to do it. But
this was your
idea. Here's
my
listen, my brain needs to be studied by science, because here's the thing. When I put my mind to something, I commit. Okay? I commit.
I know.
I just lost 70 pounds over this past year. That's a full commitment.
Huge.
I really, really sent it on that.
Yeah.
I'm saving money to buy a house. I'm sending it on that. This is not it for me.
You went to Tin Cup a lot.
Okay, I didn't go a lot. I went twice.
Yeah, there was a lot of espresso martinis that were drank. So tell us, You didn't even take the money out. Do you at least know how much money you spent this month on recreational?
A lot. What, like, from my recent... Well, we also need to keep in mind I lost a couple hubcaps, so I had to replace those. So that was like $75.
Each?
No.
Total?
For a four-pack.
A four-pack only cost $75?
Yeah.
Oh, you're white trash.
No, I'm not. At least I'm replacing them. And then I went on vacation, so that was crazy.
Oh, that's right. You went on vacation, too. Let's not forget about that.
I bought a lash serum. That was $130.
Oh, my God.
I had to pay my credit card bill. That was $700. I mean, my statement at the bottom, this is a little bit of January, but it says my going out debts is like around $6,000. Not for the month, but like.
Yeah, in total. You're spending at least, I would say,
I had to pay for therapy. That was $95.
Between five.
My insurance is horrible.
Yeah, our insurance sucks. Between $500 and $1,000 a month, you're spending on just going out. You think about the dinners you're doing. You are up my ass all the time about going out. Now look at you.
First of all.
You're me.
First of all, no.
Yes.
You go out for breakfast, snack, lunch.
What's a snack?
Snack, drink, dinner. Like,
snack
all.
Where am I getting a snack?
You, first of all, you went out. You let me take you through like an average Saturday. Hi, Moose. Hey, I'm going to bop around the city. Burr, burr, burr. It's Saturday. I'm going to get a beautiful breakfast at Jine's, okay? And then I'm going to pop over to Carmel for a nice little breakfast shot. And then after Carmel, I'm going to head down to Rue, and I'm going to grab a bite to eat. Some beautiful french fries and a cocktail. And then after Rue, I'm going to go to Magpie and maybe get a snack and a couple of drinks. And then after Magpie, I'm going to go to Red. Tell me you haven't done that. You've done it.
Not back to back. I mean, I'm going to go home and shower.
Okay. So
that was an expensive Saturday.
It was an expensive Saturday. So what it comes down to is this. I think I have some type of brain disorder when it comes to restriction.
Zero accountability. Zero. I'm sitting here.
If there's anything about me, I love to self-sabotage. I love a self-sabotage. It keeps me going. It keeps me motivated. Because I feel as if I need to break myself down to build myself back up. You know what I mean?
Right. Because if there's no one around you to do that to, you're just going to do it to yourself.
Period.
That's why a lot of people despise you from high school.
I know. Get in line. Take a number.
We do have a couple texts coming in. One coming in from a girl by the name of Amanda who says, Breezy, you let me down. The only reason I did Frugal February is because it was your idea.
Okay. And that's fine, Amanda. I understand, and I'm glad that I could motivate you. I hope you had better success than me. And don't be mad because I shot myself in the foot. If you're thriving, that's all you need to worry about.
Yeah, Amanda, text us back. Are you thriving or no? How did you do
this? Let me turn it back on you. How did you do? Because you also said you were going to do this with me, and I've heard crickets ever since February 1. So what's up?
I'm pretty sure I'm under that $400.
No, you're not. Shut up. No, you're not. You didn't even take out the cash either.
Oh, I took it out, baby. I took it out.
Spent it all at Red.
I'm swimming in cash. Oh, there's our girl, Amanda. I forgot to take the money out.
Not to mention, I lost a huge chunk of my income this month, so I'm thriving.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Let's clear
the air, baby.
On PXY Mornings. Who do we have weighing in here this morning? If you guys have an unpopular opinion, send it our way. We'd love to read it.
This person says, the oversized clothing trend is absolutely horrid. I don't know why everyone walks around looking like Adam Sandler.
It's insufferable.
Like the Adam Sandler look is like a look now, and I don't understand when that happened.
I would say a year ago, and they asked him, "What do you come up with your style?" He goes, "I just go to my closet and put whatever I see on first, and that's what I wear." And right. People are digging it. Adam set his own trend, style, and people picked up on it like that. And it's horrible.
It is horrid. But people are like, "Let's do it."
It's
very strange.
It's this I don't care vibe. Mm-hmm. That's what it's giving. Gina's here. She says, nobody beats Arby's horsey sauce. I put that crap on everything. There I said it. Wow. Okay, Gina. Your boyfriend is one lucky guy.
Babe, the horsey sauce.
What's for dinner? Just a jar of horsey sauce. No, okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Right. This person says, I don't know what has happened with TV, but adult TV shows absolutely suck. There I said it. I hate how everything is over-sexualized and not enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, all the good ones went away, right? Friends, Seinfeld, Cheers.
You're just naming the same show in different fonts. You know what I mean?
Full House.
They all just have a group of friends that all miraculously live right next door to each other. That never happens, especially in this housing market. No way.
I know. Friends don't live next to each other anymore. It's a real bummer.
Absolutely not. I can't afford it.
A dream of mine was to always have that one neighbor that was comfortable enough and I was comfortable enough. But that's just coming over, not knocking.
Yeah, this is like the second or third time this week you've mentioned it. So I think you should definitely maybe start building next to your buddy old pal out in Penfield.
I can't afford it.
No, you fully can't.
If you date a guy with zero ambitions, leave his ass. Don't fall in the trap of working hard all day and every day while he sits home and plays Call of Duty on PS4. He still has PS4.
Yes. Yeah.
Men who play video games equal weak men. There I said it. Oh, come on. I don't want to have this conversation. I'm too tired to have this conversation.
Where's the lie?
No.
Where's the lie?
No, stop. But it's not true. You know that pisses me off.
Why can't I say it?
A successful guy who works hard, who can go home and hit the streets for an hour to decompress. There's nothing wrong with that. All right, you guys go do yoga. What's the difference? There's no difference.
Couldn't be me doing yoga. This person says, I hate eating and the entire process of cooking and consuming. There I said it. Oh my God. Okay.
I love eating. Why don't you read the text we just got in from Dave? Hey, is Breezy single? I think she's hot. We should get a drink. There I said it. Oh, wow, Dave. Well, if you have an apple in your throat and a banana in your pants, she's not interested.
Dave, respectfully,
she hates fruit.
No, I hate fruit. One thing about me, I couldn't be me eating fruit. No thanks. Let's make love tonight. Woo!
Who else is here? Oh, you're the most toxic man in Rochester just showed up. And perfect timing, too. Breezy? Who do you think it is?
Big Ed.
Big Ed. Breezy, congratulations on your weight loss journey. I was going to try an almond diet, but that's just nuts.
Okay. Thank you.
This guy kills me.
It's crazy because he does compliment me and he is kind to me, but I'm just simply not kind to him.
No, you're not.
I never have been. I never will be.
I think that's why he keeps coming back for more, like most men. Crawling on all fours. You know what I mean?
Always on all fours. Never not on all fours.
Gotta be on all fours.
No, fully.
Speaking of Arby's, one of the best fast food restaurants in all of the 585, there I said it. I haven't had it in a long time, but man, I was hitting that drive-thru up on Monroe Ave like it was nobody's business back in the day.
They don't have anything that interests me.
Like, what do you mean?
I don't like roast beef.
They have chicken cordon bleu.
I don't like that either.
You dip that in a little horsey sauce?
I don't like horsey sauce either. I'll pass. Thank you, though. When am I going to get my Big Mac?
We'll go get you a Big Mac. Do you know what horsey sauce is made out of?
Horseradish?
Oh, I thought you were going to say horses.
Yeah, the horse's hoof. Love it.
The hoof.
Not the hoof.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Would you allow your teenager to have a sleepover with their romantic partner, if you will? And yes, I'm talking about sharing a bed. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. This was never allowed growing up in my home. Never allowed.
Yeah, it's not a thing.
My father was pretty strict, and we got to ask. We're getting a census here. How many of you have a teenager at home would allow this? I have a couple of friends. They had this conversation with their 17-year-old daughter. She's been trying to convince them to allow her boyfriend to spend the night. And her mother, who I know pretty well, says, well, I mean, I guess if you keep the door open. And then the father's like, over my dead body, your boyfriend can sleep at the Budget Inn.
Right.
There's not a single parent that I know that would welcome this without thinking twice about it. Because we were all teenagers once. What do you think's going to happen? I did some unforgivable things at 17.
Unforgivable.
Yeah. You start playing music in the background. You know what I'm saying? At the time, it was ludicrous. But some of you today are listening to Kenny G.
No, fully. It's definitely... Kids are sneaky, right?
It's risky.
I feel like they're going to sneak around regardless, but if you give them a window of opportunity, they're going to take full advantage.
They're going to take it. 585-252-9800. Let us know your thoughts on this. We got a text coming in. Who's this? Lydia. Good morning, guys. Any parent who allows this is playing with fire. Kids will find a way to do what they want when you're not around, but you best believe I'm going to do my best to try and make it a lot harder for them. Having your teenage daughter sleep in the same bed with her partner while you're home is beyond inappropriate. Not a chance that's going to happen. And look, trust me when I say Breezy and I were not that naive, because parents forbidding sleepovers doesn't prevent teens from having sex, right?
Obviously.
And we get that. It just seems highly inappropriate. But are we in the wrong here for thinking that? Even though we're not parents, it still just seems completely off.
Definitely not.
I wasn't raised that way. Let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
Hey there, this is Debbie. How are you guys?
Little Debbie, what's up, queen?
Little Debbie, talk to us.
Okay, so I was getting ready for work, and I just heard the tail end of your conversation. And, you know, I just had to call in because I'm one of the moms who gives my daughter permission to do this. She's 16, and her boyfriend is 17, and they've been dating for about a year or so.
Really? So you have no problem... Does she go there? He goes to your house.
Well, usually he comes to my house, you know. But I have to say, my daughter is not your average 16-year-old. She's smart. She's got a great head on her shoulders. So when she asks me if her boyfriend can come spend the night and promises me that nothing inappropriate is going on, I believe her. I you know, I don't have any reason not to.
Well, you know? You were 16 too, little Debbie. I mean, you know what goes on.
You can, I didn't do any of that stuff.
Come on.
What?
What do you mean? You didn't?
Yeah. I didn't have sex when I was a teenager. There's no way I was going to do that. And she's just like me.
Okay. I don't know if that's a biological thing, but...
But how do you know for sure?
Well, I mean... I trust her implicitly, you know. I mean, I'd rather have her sleeping at our house where I know she's safe than at her boyfriend's house, you know, because he's a nice kid and everything, but his parents are, you know, God, how do I say this politely? I know there's no really way to say it. They're kind of white trash, you know.
Oh, God. Okay. She's like, so, with that being said, I installed cameras in her bedroom.
I just would rather them be here.
Get that, but also I think it's a bold statement for you to be like, not my daughter. Like, I do feel like when people say not my kid, not my son, not my daughter, it's living blissfully ignorant.
I kind of agree with Breezy. She's 16. How old is her boyfriend?
17.
And they share a bed in her bedroom at night with the door open or closed.
Well, I have a rule that the door is supposed to be open. There was one time where it was locked, and I did knock on the door, and they had to open it. And she said it was just an accident because she's used to closing and locking her door, you know, as a habit. And she just was, you know, usually locking her front door on the way to school in the morning. So I just said, in the future, no doors locked. I totally trust her, you guys. I mean, she's a good kid, and they are not into sex. It's just ridiculous that that would even be an issue.
How is that ridiculous?
I don't think they're teenagers. That ridiculous.
They're sharing a bed at night, and you found them with the door locked at one point. It's not ridiculous.
Not at all.
Debbie.
Well, I trust my daughter.
I don't.
Say what you want. I totally trust my daughter. It's perfectly normal, and it's not an issue because she's a good kid, and he's a nice kid. It's all good.
All right. Well, I mean, listen, I just caught up with Teen Mom, the next chapter, and all those kids that they had at 16 are now turning 16. So I just don't want that to be a reality. Have you talked to her about sex?
Yeah, you know, there's no need to have that conversation, you know, considering they're not even doing it. I mean, why even give any thought to that or put any thoughts in their heads? You know, the problem I have is that so many parents are just caught up in, like, the whole sex thing. And you know what? Some of our kids are good kids, and they're perfectly happy having platonic relationships like we did when we were kids.
Sure.
You know?
I think that's fair, Debbie, in all fairness. I just think it's a little delusional.
I do, too.
To have that thought.
I do as well.
Especially today's day and age, where kids are starting to do it at 13, 14 years of age.
Correct.
And you can't tell me that you found your daughter in her bedroom with her boyfriend with the door locked and absolutely nothing was going on. She locked the door out of habit because she's used to locking the front door going to school?
Makes no sense.
I mean, I'm just, you know, playing devil's advocate here.
Oh, no. If she was having sex, she would tell me. Believe me.
Yeah, you'd be first in line to hear the news. I just don't believe you. I don't believe her. Not to call BS, but you need to put yourself back into a time when you were 16 and maybe you weren't banging it out, but you were hiding things from your parents. No?
No, not really.
Okay.
I was a really good kid.
All right.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Again, that's not genetic, so... But...
Oh, can I ask you, Debbie, personal question?
Sure.
Is your husband in the picture?
No, we've been divorced about 10 years.
Got it. Would she have a relationship with her dad? Would he have a problem with
this? No, they don't really see much of each other, but he wouldn't mind. He's a really easygoing guy.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Well, listen, hey, maybe she is really a good kid. I'm just curious to see how many people agree with Debbie here or how many eyebrows were raised at this conversation. Are the red flags going off? 585-252-9800. But thanks for listening to the show and calling in, Debbie.
You bet. You guys have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Wow. Okay. Forbidding sleepovers.
Little Debbie.
Let's go over to Jenna, who was real quick to text in. Hi, Moose and Breezy. First off, thanks for having this conversation, because I was listening in the car, taking my 16-year-old to an appointment, who recently worked up the courage to ask if her boyfriend can spend the night last weekend. And the answer was hell no. So thank you for also finding this mom delusional. I guess it's not just me. Good morning, guys. I have sons, but I wouldn't allow a girlfriend to stay the night, nor would I allow my children to stay the night with a romantic partner.
Mm-hmm. I agree. This person says, to use today's terminology, Debbie is delulu, like for real. Oh, my God. That is absolutely ludicrous. And she is oblivious. You know, it's crazy because there's so many people that are weighing in and echoing the same thing. Debbie, why do they have to spend the night together? They're not married. This literally makes no sense.
Well,
I was a straight A kid, athlete, and perfect in my parents' eyes, and I was still banging my boyfriend at 17.
Not my Annabelle. Oh, no, not my Annabelle. Let's go to the phones. Peaks White, what's your name?
This is Tommy.
Tommy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good to hear from you guys again since New Year's. Just to use today's terminology, I think Debbie is completely delulu and oblivious to today's society.
Right, right.
It's insane. As a male, I mean, she may trust her daughter explicitly, but as a male, I know what the male goes through at 17 years old, and I know that we are not exactly the chastest creatures in the world.
No, Tommy, at 17, I was fighting demons, buddy.
Still are, amen. Truly. Still are.
Amen. I got a couple on first name basis.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's really tough. But of course, a lot of people are texting in that they don't agree with what little Debbie is talking about here. Tommy, have a great day, buddy.
You too, man. Take care.
See ya.
Listen, guys, I'm just calling it like I see it. I'm a parent and I understand what goes on. I may not actively stop my kids from having sex, but I'm sure not going to encourage it like this mom is doing.
Correct. And I think that's ultimately what it boils down to.
Thanks, guys, for all the messages on this. And of course, our friend, little Debbie, for calling in. It's Peaks White Mornings.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.